Some of the most powerful pages in the book is where there are no words. The words have helped set up a situation, but now you have three or four panels where suddenly now you just have an action, a series of actions, and they don't need any words. You've set them up with words, you'll follow them up with words, but meanwhile, I just read two pages without words. But you're tracking with it completely. Because if we were writing out, we'd say, when Lazarus dies, we're told, Jesus says in the parable, he's taken by angels to heaven. So you turn the page, and I don't have to say, and when Lazarus died, he's taken to heaven by angels, because it's got the angels taking him. The words don't have to carry all the weight, which to me was so much fun, because everything I've ever written, fiction and nonfiction, there are a few exceptions, because I've written three children's books that do have art in them. But for the most part, what I've written always depends on the words. But in this case, with the art, it's like I have another avenue I'm appealing to communicate with the reader.